Boys and girls, thank you for coming out today, and I hope you've been enjoying the snow and having fun in it, and I hope that nobody has slipped in it. I wonder what you would talk about when there's snow all around. I want to talk to you about a wee flower today. It's a flower. I wonder what flower you would talk about, you know, when the snow has fallen. Well, I wonder, Jacob, could you put everybody out of their misery? There we are, the snowdrops. I'd like to speak to you today about the snowdrops. Mr. Henry was on the phone. He was telling me about his snowdrops and how the lovely snowdrops have come out up his lane. And the snowdrops are nice, children, because they remind us that spring is on the way. Spring is on the way. But, you know, there's something else about the little snowdrops that caught my attention just this past week as I thought about it. You look at the picture there. Do you notice anything about the wee petals and the wee head of the flower? They're hanging down, aren't they? Isn't it just as if the wee snowdrops are bowing their heads? We have done that already today in prayer. And it's good to do that. It's a sign of respect. Maybe you've wondered, why do we, you know, maybe you've asked your dad and your mum, why do we close our eyes and bow our heads when we pray? Well, it's out of respect. We do it out of respect to our wonderful Lord and Saviour, because he's the God of the whole universe. He's the one who made the snow. He's the one who made us. He created everything, and we worship him and show respect and reverence by bowing our heads. And the little snowdrops, even they bow their heads. But I want to tell you, boys and girls, about a day whenever the lovely Lord Jesus bowed his head. And I was just reading this verse yesterday, and I think, Jacob, maybe it's on the next slide. Thank you. And it says there, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head. Our lovely, precious Lord Jesus, the one that we're worshipping today in church, he bowed his head in death. And he was dying for you, and he was dying for me. That's why we love him, isn't it? That's why he means so much to us. That's why he comes first in our lives. Or at least I hope he comes first in our lives. I hope that you know this wonderful Saviour who bowed his head in death on the cross for you. And I hope you live for him and obey him. And boys and girls, I hope that you say every day, "Lord Jesus, how do you want me to live today? What do you want me to do? Lord, I am yours. I belong to you because you have saved me by your blood. How can I live for you? How can I glorify you?" So just that wee thought came to me as I thought about the little snowdrops that they're so lovely to see at this time of year, but the little snowdrops, it's just as if their heads are bowed, reminding us of our wonderful Saviour, our wonderful Jesus, who bowed his head on the cross, and he said, "It is finished. I've done it all. I've done all that needs to be done so that children in new buildings can be forgiven." And I hope you are forgiven today. It's wonderful to be forgiven. Praise his name. Let's just pray. Let's bow our heads now. Let's be like the snowdrops. Lord, we thank you today for your creation. We thank you for the flowers, and we thank you today especially for the little snowdrops. And we think of the whiteness of them, Lord, the purity of them. Oh, they remind us that our Lord Jesus was pure, that in him there was no sin. And how we praise you that he bowed his head in death at the cross for children in our world, indeed for everyone in the world. We thank you, Lord. We willingly bow our heads today to thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did at the cross. We bow our heads today to thank you for shedding your blood, your precious blood, for us. Lord, may we get under that blood today if we're not already under it. Bless the children, save every one of them, and keep them in these days, and encourage the little children who are saved, and may they grow up to be men and women of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.